from Washington, this is VOA News. Reports from Ukraine indicate a possible ceasefire discussion. Iraqi leaders are thankful to the U.S. for military activities. I'm Vincent Bruce reporting from Washington. Pro-Russian separatists say they are prepared to talk about a ceasefire with the Ukraine government. There were no immediate reports of a government response to the statement, but Ukrainian officials have previously said they would agree to a ceasefire if the rebels surrender their weapons. Ukrainian forces have seen increasing gains against the rebels. The Ukrainian military is continuing to squeeze separatist forces in their remaining strongholds of Donetsk and Luhansk. Conditions in Donetsk have been deteriorating, raising concerns of a humanitarian crisis in the city. Iraqi leaders have expressed thanks to the United States for their airstrikes and relief to stranded Yazidi refugees amid an unprecedented refugee crisis in the country. The advance of Islamic State militants toward the Kurdish capital, Erbil, appears to have halted for the time being, but more refugees continue to pour in. Edward Uranian has more for VOA from Cairo.
Iraqi President Fuad Masum and outgoing Foreign Minister Hushyar Zoberi thanked the U.S. for providing air support in the battle against the militants.
We are most grateful.
Zoberi insisted that help against the militants was crucial.
For President Obama and the U.S. administration, and for the courageous U.S. Army and airmen who are now patrolling the skies of Iraq and Iraqi Kurdistan.
The promise of further help by U.S. President Barack Obama left some Iraqi leaders optimistic. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
President Obama says the U.S. military's airstrikes in Iraq have successfully destroyed arms and equipment that Islamic State militants could have used against the Kurdish capital of Erbil. Speaking at the White House Saturday, the president said U.S. forces are continuing to deliver humanitarian assistance to persecuted religious minorities stranded on Mount Sinjar, with plans now underway to create a corridor for them to reach safety. And he also affirmed his commitment to U.S. personnel safety.
Wherever and whenever U.S. personnel and facilities are threatened, it's my obligation, my responsibility as Commander-in-Chief, to make sure that they are protected. And we're not moving our embassy anytime soon. We're not moving our consulate anytime soon. And that means that given the challenging security environment, we're going to maintain vigilance and ensure that our people are safe.
More on this and other stories at voanews.com. Israeli forces and Hamas militants exchanged fire for a second day Saturday along the Gaza Strip after a 72-hour ceasefire expired Friday morning. The resumption of fighting in the month-long war has dealt a blow to Egyptian-led efforts to secure a long-term ceasefire between the bitter enemies. Guinea has announced it is closing its borders with Liberia and Sierra Leone to stop the Ebola virus from spreading. Together, the three West African countries have lost nearly 1,000 lives to the disease. One of the most recent fatalities was a Congolese nun who contracted Ebola while working with Spanish Catholic missionaries in Liberia. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is in Burma, also known as Myanmar, for talks with Southeast Asian foreign ministers about tensions in the South China Sea and other multilateral issues. Kerry began today by meeting with the senior diplomats from members of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, assembled in the administrative capital for an annual security conference. The United States had submitted a proposal for a freeze on provocative acts in the disputed region. However, the ASEAN members say they have not discussed the plan because they signed an agreement with China on self-restraint in 2002. In Japan, tens of thousands of people turned out to mark the 69th anniversary of the nuclear bombing of Nagasaki on this day. Thousands of aging survivors, government officials, and delegates representing other countries, including U.S. Ambassador to Japan, Caroline Kennedy, and Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, attended a ceremony in the city's Peace Park. Saturday was the last day of campaigning by candidates in Turkey's first directly elected presidential vote. Opinion polls say Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan is enjoying a commanding lead. His primary rivals in the election are Selahattin Demirtas and Ekmeleddin İnsanoğlu. More details on these stories at voanews.com. Reporting from the VOA Newsroom in Washington, I'm Vincent Bruce.
That's the latest world news from VOA.